maximize your windows. I'm not talking about doing a renovation. I'm talking about when you're working on your desktop or laptop, you want to maximize your windows. Pete was completing some complex data analysis on his laptop and he'd hit a stuck point. He couldn't reconcile why the numbers were so dire and he wondered if he'd made some data entry errors or some formulaic mistakes. He was mentally fatigued. I'm sure we've all hit stuck points like Peter at some time. We all do it at some time. It is natural. You see, our prefrontal cortex, the part of our brain which is active while we're solving complex problems and thinking logically, it gets depleted. In fact, research suggests that our prefrontal cortex only has between 4 and 6 hours of functional time each day. We have 4 to 6 hours of battery life in our prefrontal cortex. Now, Peter knew that he should persist with the problem, but his brain was fatiguing. He was looking for some fast dopamine, that feel-good neurotransmitter. And because he was using cloud-based software in his internet browser, the lure of other tabs drew him in. Before he knew it, he'd visited a news site, checked his emails, and checked his stock prices while he was at it. You see, our icons and the browser tabs, the color on browser tabs, are actually designed to be psychologically appealing through very careful color selection and the use of notifications. So maximizing your windows when working on a laptop or a desktop makes it less tempting to open another browser or an app when you hit that stuck point. It's also important to stop you from becoming a tab hoarder. So my tip today is when working on a laptop or a desktop, maximize your windows to eliminate distractions. This is particularly important when you are working during your peak performance window, that time of the day when your focus is at its prime. If you maximize your windows, there's less likelihood that you'll open another tab when you hit a digital stuck point.